Cindy. Fun phone. Move your nose. That's an all-day job. Fun number 89. Jeffy and his hook nose.
Oh, excuse me.
Jeffy and his hook nose. Taped November 28th. Air January 24th. Moving up.
Lisa Santa Barbara.
I'm a fun phone telly phone star. So are Stu and Brucey too. We all get together and we make our tapes. We make and record them for you. So give our line a jingle right now. You'll be so happy when you call. Call 990-4936. You'll laugh and laugh and have fun. Who knows, you'll even have a ball.
Hey.
Good show tonight, Jeffy.
Oscar, for the past month, my nightclub act has taken me to such exotic places as Mitzpah, Minnesota, Prairie Creek, Indiana, Polk, Pennsylvania, and now, what's this place called again?
Buttocks, Utah.
Yeah. I haven't played Vegas since last December.
Well, no one's perfect. I'm only your manager, not your travel agent.
Well, thank God, only a few more stops, and I'll be back home to L.A.
Yeah, but as soon as we get back, we gotta do fun phone tapes.
On second thought, I may never complain about being on the road ever again.
Well, come on. Let's get back to the hotel. I've got a great joke to tell you on the way.
Of all the motels in this town, why'd you pick the one with 10,000 fleas in every bag?
Well, it was either that or one called the Piccadilly.
Oh, God, anything but that.
Listen, let me tell you this joke. There was this guy, and it was his first night away from home, right? So he decides to go on a trip to San Diego, stay at a hotel, go to the zoo, and then go home the next day. So he goes to this real fancy hotel and gets a room. Then this woman appears at his door. She's absolutely gorgeous. Her bust size is at least 61. She has long blonde hair, and she's 5'4".
Hey, that makes her taller than you.
Yeah. Will you shut up and let me finish? Anyway, she knocks on the guy's door and starts making passes at him. She runs her fingers through the guy's hair, makes him sit on her chair, and then she sits on his lap. The guy's getting all nervous and scared, and she keeps fondling him. She's just about to unzip his pants, and finally, he starts to yell for a cop. She tells him to stop because it's no use. She reaches for her suitcase and carefully opens it, and then yells,
"Hi, I'm the Avon lady. Would you like to buy some perfume?"
"Did you hear me?" she says.
"Hi, I'm the Avon lady."
That's the joke?
Yeah, pretty funny, huh?
Good night, Oscar.
Boy, some people don't have any sense of humor at all.
I'll see you tomorrow, Jeffy.
Hi, I'm the Avon lady.
What a stupid punchline. Come in.
Hi there, sexy. Want to have a good time tonight?
Huh?
I caught your act at the club, and I think that both of us can make beautiful music together. More so than just you do alone. For a price, that is.
And who are you?
Well, you can call me Yvonne. That's what all my clients call me.
Well, look, miss, I... Wait a minute. Yvonne, clients? Oh, I get it. It's one of Malloy's tricks. He's mad because I didn't laugh at his dumb jokes. With a little variation of Avon, he creates a hooker. I bet this broad actually sells Avon cosmetics, and Oscar got her up here to have some fun with me. Well, at least I found out in time. I'll just go along with that little shrimp's idea of a few laughs.
Well, how about it, Tiger?
Sure, Yvonne. Come on in.
Thanks, hot stuff.
I'll let her build up to her climax. Oops, a bad terminology. I'll let her think she's getting me all scared until she reaches for a suitcase filled with cosmetics. Then the laugh will be on little, tiny, short Oscar.
Did anyone ever tell you you had an interesting nose?
Well, no, not in those words, but, yes, I've been told by some people. Other parts of me stick out quite well, too.
Oh, really? Then this will work just fine, Butch.
You don't mind if I sit, do you?
Not at all. Do you mind if I sit? On you, that is.
Just like Malloy's joke.
What?
I said, as long as you don't poke.
Oh, I wouldn't do anything like that.
Well, what comes next?
Funny you should mention come, because...
All right, that's it, boy. You in a heap of trouble. This a bust. Both of you, unattach yourself.
And who are you? Were you hired by Malloy, too, or something?
Just because you big singing star with a big nose to match, boy, don't make you no comedian. Who's Malloy?
Oh, brother, now I've heard all. Why am I under arrest for being affectionate with an Avon lady?
Avon, not Avon.
As if you didn't know, Mountain Peak Nose. I suppose you never heard that Yvonne Tomlinson, the biggest prostitute this side of the Rockies.
I don't care what she does in her spare time. Right now, she's on the job.
I noticed that when I come in. All right, both of you, you in a heap of big trouble. You coming down to Station House now.
Hey, what's all the commotion in here? What's going on?
Well, it's about time you showed up, short stuff. What have you got to say about all this?
I say, what's going on?
Oh, listen to this innocent act.
You two better come along quietly now. Let's go.
I will not get arrested for consulting with an Avon lady.
Avon lady?
For the last time, I don't know where on earth you get the idea of this hooker and Avon lady, and I don't care. Now, come on.
Hooker? Avon lady? Oh, wait a minute, officer. I get it now. It all has to do with what happened before. Officer, it's all my fault. I started this.
What, boy? You mean you her boss? You start her on this? You ruthless pimp. You the one we want. You the leader of the hookers in our beloved town of Butt X. Come here, you. You want to arrest, boy?
No, officer, no. That's not what I mean. It all started with a joke, you see.
Some joke. Prostitution against the law in this town, pimp. Come on, boy.
It's shrimp, not pimp.
Jeffy, tell him what happened. Make him believe you.
No,
help!
I have no idea what's going on here. Do they arrest people for telling bad jokes in this town?
You sure know how to ruin an evening. Forget my pay. I'm getting out of here.
How do you like that? She didn't try to sell me a thing. What a rotten salesperson.
This week's take, written by Herbie the Nerd.